He was not the vice president. Right. Anyway, and he insisted that that things get done RCA style, and that included weekly colloquia.
Okay.
So we all of us had to get done, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
So Saul Miller was asked to give a talk, and he picked that laser topic, gave a beautiful talk, and pointing out all that had been done, and also pointing out, amongst other things, that these things didn't work at room temperature, and didn't even work continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Either had to have very, very short pulses, but certainly had to use low level. And of Herrick, of course, at the end of the talk, said, well, that's all very nice, but what are the chances of getting this to operate continually, CW at room temperature? Because this is where the application is. And Saul Miller replied something to the effect that says, no, this has been looked at. And he quoted some papers, and I do not want to repeat the quote. This is fundamentally impossible.
Fundamentally impossible,
yeah. Now, Ed Herold wasn't about to put up the statement that something is fundamentally impossible until he was told why it was fundamentally impossible. And so Saul basically gave an explanation that boiled down to that as you bias this to the point that you have. You first of all need a population inversion.
Right.
So you need a degenerate doping on both sides. Mm-hmm. And you bias it to the point that you actually get stimulated emission. The electrons leak out to the p-type side very, very rapidly. Holes leak out to the n-type side. And so
you can't maintain the population
inversion. You just cannot get a decent population inversion except at low temperature,
right,
where the Fermi statistics is in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Or pulse, where you have transient benefit. And Saul Miller was, I do not know whether he was finished, but I certainly said, but that's a pile of crap.